my junior English classes, we've been reading Of Mice and Men, and I know it's going well, because today in class, a young lady finished the book, and I know she finished it, because when she was done, she stood up and threw the book at me as I was sitting in the front of the room. I know that students have enjoyed a book if they care enough to hate the ending. They have some sort of passionate response, and I love it. That happened with The Old Man of the Sea earlier this year as well. And I suspect, and I don't know for sure, I suspect that there are two keys to the success that I've found with these classic novels that so many people talk about kids hating. I mean, how can you get the kids to connect with Of Mice and Men anymore? And I found that two things contribute, and one of these is time. Giving students time to actually read the book. And I don't assign that much reading homework, because they won't do it. They have jobs, other things pulling away. And so if they've read it before I force them to talk about it, then more comes out of it. And part of that I picked up from reading, or supported that, from reading Chris Tavani, who emphasizes that so much of when they come in, we force them into bad habits of reading by not giving them enough time to read. The second key to success that seems to be happening comes out of giving them time to read, and giving them time to read a lot of the book before I force them to talk about it. Let's not talk about it in the first chapter. Let's not use all our energy and make the book drag out. Let's get into the book, and then start talking about it. And when we do talk, these blogs have allowed me to allow the kids to say what they're thinking about it, and not simply answer these odd questions that I have about it. Get them to ask the questions is one other thing I learned from Chris Tavani, and suspected in my own head before I read it. But I have these memories of teachers I had who will ask this question, and it's framed. They want you to answer something particular, and you're just sitting there, and it's a puzzle, and you're spending all of your energy and time trying to figure out what exactly this teacher is looking for. And there's so much energy to be used instead expressing what you're thinking as you read the book. And I'm spending a lot of time allowing students to tell me what they think as they read the book, and they think really interesting things. And I think they might enjoy that. And I don't know if that's for sure why they're enjoying Of Mice and Men. It's a good book. John Steinbeck certainly does a lot. But it seems to be working somehow, the combination of these and maybe some other things. Either way, they can connect with these books, and they can enjoy them. So much so that they even hate the ending.